Hello everyone, this is Mark Van Wittering of the Brainwagon blog. I was going to record a video that would show how much better this solar cell works in place of the LED that I was previously using for the detector for my LED radio. But I spent the morning swinging a weed whacker back and forth and my hands are so jittery now I can't seem to hold the camera steady enough to make it work. And I don't have a tripod set up in here, so I thought I'd just record some audio of it to give you a clue. I guess the important thing to note is that it just works, and it works really well, and at greater distances than the really crude receiver that I had before. So I'll just turn up the radio here a little bit. So if you can hear this, this is just operating really at the lowest volume level of my amplified speaker, and it's many, many times higher than the volume was even cranked all the way up with the LED detector. And I'll snap a couple pictures, but it works over a much greater distance as well. In fact, you can bounce it off a white card and it works just fine as well. So don't bother using LEDs as detectors unless you got nothing else in the house. Try and find an old solar cell. Scavenge it from an old garden light. In fact, I think they're still cheaper even if you can get cheap garden lights. It's actually a pretty good source for solar cells. Anyway, this has been Mark Van Wittering of the Brainwagon blog. Hope you enjoy these experiments with light-based communication. Bye.